It's Friday, and you know what that means. A patron-exclusive episode of Retronauts is yours for the listening. This week, Bob, Kat, Kohler, and myself, Jeremy, raise a prayer to Yu Yevon to offer a word of thanks for Final Fantasy X and to ask for salvation from awkward forced laughter. This continues our slow, steady, in-depth journey through the Final Fantasy series, which has been a work in progress for the past 5 years. Where will it lead to next? Well, probably Final Fantasy XI, but you never know. To enjoy this episode, all you need to do is perform a pilgrimage over to patreon.com/retronauts and do the summoning ritual to send $5 a month into the Far Plane, also known as our podcast's crowdfunding campaign. In return for your subscription, you'll also receive more patron-exclusive episodes every other Friday. 1 week early access to the regular Monday episodes with higher bitrate quality and no ads or promos, and patron-exclusive columns and mini-podcasts by Diamond Fight every weekend. That's not a bad deal at all for 500 gil, definitely more than you'd get by paying Yojimbo that amount. It's patreon.com/retronauts. For now, enjoy this episode preview. And we are talking about Final Fantasy. Like I said, we've gone through the NES era, the Super NES era, and then into the PlayStation era. Now we have gone beyond PS1. We are at PS2. And with the advent of this new exciting video game technology, the Final Fantasy series really kind of had a clean break from the past. I don't know if we need to recap what we've talked about in the past, but you know, I would say that prior to Final Fantasy X, the Final Fantasy games kind of existed in triads, you know, trios. Like the Famicom games were all kind of a common piece. The Super NES games all had a very similar feel to them. The PlayStation 1 games all had a similar feel to them. You know, not necessarily in terms of all the specific mechanics or how the stories were played out, but in terms of the overall look and the tech and just a general kind of sense of how things functioned. But with Final Fantasy X, Square really, like, they were changing things up a lot. So I guess my question to all of you is, what were your first thoughts about Final Fantasy X when you first read about this game or saw videos of it or played it, however you first encountered it? I'm assuming at this point all of us were kind of following the series, mm-hmm. you know, on a regular basis because it was a kind of a known quantity in the U.S. and was a big game. You know, it was, I even saw commercials for this game during football shows, football programs. It was like they're advertising Final Fantasy during NFL. What is happening? I feel like I've lost touch with reality.
So I moved to Japan for the first time in October of 2000, and the PlayStation 2, I think, was just coming out in the US, but like by the time that I moved, it wasn't out in the US. So I got to Japan, bought a PS2. Had very little to do with that PS2 for a while, because the, you know, lineup of launch games was not really that appealing, and they were, you know, quite expensive. And then the Bouncer came out, and the less said about that, the better. but that was clearly sort of the test of the tech, right, for Final Fantasy II. And then I played that, and then an hour later I was done with that, and then it was another sort of long wait of like, I don't really have much of anything to do with the PS2 until, what was the, I forget the actual date that it came out, but it was the summer of 2001, right? It was like June 2001 that it came out in Japan. And I bought, you know, obviously went out the morning that Final Fantasy X came out, bought it, went back to my dorm room and just marathoned it until the wee hours of the morning, and then slept and then got up and did it again. Just plowing my way through it. You know, really having a great time, but so much of that was A, the allure of a new Final Fantasy game is out, and B, you have to understand, like at the time, the graphics were this combination of the technology of the PlayStation 2 was just this. I mean, it really was kind of a quantum leap over the PlayStation 1 because it just the leap in terms of realism, the combination of more polygons, nicer textures, it made it look, as funny as this sounds today, like almost realistic. And the beauty, you know, of Square's graphic design really meshed, you know, to create something that just did not look like other video games at the time. It's just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen on a video game screen, running, by the way, on my state-of-the-art you know, 12-inch CRT TV, yeah. that I had in my dorm room at the time. Yeah. But after that, I never played it again.
Yeah, cool. Kat, what about you?
I remember seeing the first trailer in probably 1999, 2000, thereabouts, because I remember that when it was revealed right on top of, I think, Final Fantasy 11 and 12 as well.
Nine and 11.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a big event probably in early 2000, and I downloaded the video of Yuna doing the little twirling dance, and that was our first real glimpse of Final Fantasy on PS2, and thinking, wow, this looks incredible, and it'll be out next year. That's really great, except I didn't own a PlayStation 2. I eventually got a PlayStation 2. I borrowed a PlayStation 2 from my friend over Christmas break in Christmas of 2002 and played through Final Fantasy X over the holiday. Ended up really, really, really enjoying it. Got completely hooked on Blitzball and all of that. And then a few years later, when I picked up my PS2 in 2005, I played through it again. And I remember thinking at the time that I was not that big into Tidus, but I was really a big fan of Riku and the Albed and all of that stuff. I had no idea what the heck was going on with Xanargan. It was this big, convoluted story. And I didn't know what to do with voice acting in Final Fantasy. And honestly, I still don't.